Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Well, we better get started because we just got, there aren't enough days in the week to cover everything that we want to get done for this week. Welcome to the program, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing. Excited today? Well, we're always excited. Actually, that's not true. I'm not excited every day, Professor Plum, but I am today because we're going to bring back Mark Scalzo to this program.
Yes, we are.
In just about a half hour. I mean, it's not that he was ever gone or anything like that. We're going to have him on a more regular basis now.
He's been a busy boy, and we're trying to shoehorn him in here.
Exactly. So if you're wondering who this guy is, well, Mark Scalzo, Chief Investment Officer. We'll tell you more. He'll be on in about a half hour right after the bottom of the hour. But we're going to be talking about a couple of different things, not just today, but over the course of the next, I don't know, whatever it is, several weeks. As we sort of integrate this whole idea of planning and investing, we've been telling you all about the planning side for so long that the investing side has sort of been neglected, at least on the program, not behind the scenes, certainly, because it's a huge part of what happens in the planning process. But we're going to get Mark Scalzo's opinions on a few things. He's going to tell us a little bit about what it is he does with regard to investments and how it works with the planning side of the house. And you and Mark can get into that a little bit, Professor Plum. But he's also going to talk here a little bit about, he's got some observations, as he always does, this time on the Fed. On the Fed. Yes. Remember them? The Federal Reserve? They've got a meeting coming up. I think it's in either late October, it might be early November. I can't remember. Doesn't matter. They don't hold a press conference after this one, so it's likely nothing's going to happen. But there will be another one come December. And I believe Mark's got some ideas on what they might do and how that might not only affect you, but how it could affect the way that Mark looks at some of the portfolios that he tends to every single day. So that's coming up, along with our usual host of topics here with your hosts. We're going to talk a little bit, for just a few moments, that is, about tax management in retirement. Some of this stuff came up last week, and this is all tied together once again as part of the whole buckets strategy idea. But tax planning in retirement, why is it important to think about taxes? And we talked, it was Thursday or Friday, might have been Thursday, about the importance of planning, especially when you've got required minimum distributions. And I don't mean required minimum distributions next month or next year. I'm really talking about it 5-10 years from now, even a little longer. Especially if you've got a rather large IRA or 401k or some combination. So tax planning and retirement, very important. We're going to be talking about this coming up in just a moment. Of course, we'll be answering your money questions as well. We open up the phone lines every single day, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. And those emails I mentioned, you can send them to us here at our website, wealthed.com, at the link that says Find Your Answer. And speaking of finding your answers, you can do so off the air here with Professor Rick Plum in a couple of different ways. But the fastest way, if you want to do that, or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, here's their number off the air, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. You can speak with an advisor right now, as a matter of fact. Talk to them about your financial future, about what it is you want to do in retirement. Where do you want to be 10 years from now? 15, 20 years from now? Where do you hope your money is 10 years, 15 years, 20 years from now? You hope it's still with you. So you got a plan. That's all it comes down to. You got a plan, and talk to an advisor to get your plan started today. 800-644-1150, the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group. And again, on the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Notice that it all ties together, Professor Plum, and I made this observation last week about some of the things that we talked about on this program when it comes to, you know, putting plans together, when it comes to thinking about required minimum distributions and Social Security and taxes and asset location. I mean, there's something in it for everybody. And when you think about tax planning in retirement, first of all, I don't know how many people even consider the idea of tax planning in retirement. Don't a lot of people just say, I need to get to my retirement number, and once I get there, I'll worry about it?
Well, they do, and there's two sides of this. There's some people that obsess over it, and but they only focus on today, and so they're more concerned with the taxes today, and they drive them down to zero, or they drive them as low as possible, and they unfortunately, unwittingly, create a tax balloon, so to speak, that's going to be paid some point in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other people that just like, nothing I can do about it, so why even think about it? And I'll just, you know, I'll deal with it when it comes across it.
Oh, or it's not that big a deal anyway. Or what taxes? I thought I stopped paying taxes once I hit age 70.
Well, there are those that believe that Social Security is no longer taxed once you get to full retirement age or age 70. There's a couple, obviously, miscommunicated numbers there. But it's a matter of, you know, what is there that you can do about it? And for some people, there's very little, you know, that they can do about it. Others, there's more. But the issue isn't just, you know, today. Tax management is about a lifetime of expenses. It's about understanding how we're going to have to pay taxes for today, tomorrow, next week, next decade, maybe even further than that.
Mm-hmm.
Because many retirees, and now there's two sides of that too. There's what are we going to do when we retire now, next year, 10 years from now, and what happens if it's only one of us out of a married couple that survives, or at some point there's only one of us? Is that going to be a problem as well? So where we're trying to manage isn't just today, unless that's your only focus. We've talked about that too. There are those that say, look, tomorrow is tomorrow. I'll deal with that tomorrow. But today, I hate paying the taxes. I'm going to reduce my taxes as much as possible today. And unfortunately, in some cases, it's going to lead to a higher tax bill later on. So it's just a matter of where you're at and what you're trying to accomplish and where your priorities are. Is it over time? Is it paying the least that we can? Is it the fact that, well, they've got tax reform on the table, so I'm not doing anything except for driving my taxes today, and who knows, they're probably going to get rid of taxes, right? No. They're going to institute a flat tax. We had about as flat of a tax as you're ever going to see back in 1987, and Congress couldn't stand it. So they added, what, five more tax brackets?
Well,
they
that's
added
kinda,
back in a bunch of deductions.
They made
it a little bit more complicated over the past 30 years.
That's kind of what happens, you know, once you do tax reform, things get added in, politics
well,
happens.
That's why you need to reform it every 30 years or so, because they screw it up over that time.
Well, they screw it up, but they make it a little bit more complicated.
Or a lot more complicated.
And complicated may not necessarily be all that bad, Professor Plum, but it requires the help of, you know, people who know how to navigate the tax structure, because there are ways to get to where you want to go. We spoke specifically last week about required minimum distributions and how oftentimes people find themselves, once they hit required minimum distribution age, they find themselves with a much bigger tax bill than they thought. And the reason, of course, is that because once you're forced to take a certain amount of money out of your retirement plan and pay taxes on that money, that's added income, it can have a huge spillover effect on a lot of other things.
Right. And a lot of people have developed their portfolios to not take any money out of their. They retire at 60, you know, late 50s, early 60s, and they develop a portfolio outside of their IRAs to create the necessary income to live off of, whether it be real estate or bonds or some other fixed income producing asset. And they say, I'm not going to touch my IRA. I don't want to pay those taxes. Until such time as they get to age 70 and a half, and they have to touch those IRAs, which creates taxes. But they still have all that other income from other sources that now they're almost like doubling up on the income. They don't mm-hmm. necessarily need it. It may have been better to restructure that portfolio to start taking some money out of the IRAs at an earlier point, either use them for the income-producing assets, therefore basically stifling the growth of the IRA, letting the personal assets grow, and then having the RMD satisfied by that income rather than in addition to that income. So it has a lot to do with looking forward. We weren't making their taxes any, you know, higher today necessarily. We were just restructuring things to make their taxes potentially lower in the future.
Well,
so
now,
that was not a current savings. That was a current do the same thing.
Well, but sometimes it does require you to pay a little bit more in taxes.
Sometimes
now,
it does.
You could look at your tax bill and say, well, I can convert some of this money right now. But what would that do to my tax bill? Well, I mean, from a dollar standpoint, I would be adding to my income. Even if it doesn't put me in the next bracket, I will still be paying taxes on dollars that I wouldn't have had to pay taxes on if I just left it alone in the first place.
Right, but it's all about, you know, efficient use of tax dollars. We go back to Fram. Pay me now, or
well, that's it.
Pay me more later.
That's it. And you're speaking from the IRS point of view. You can pay us right now, or you can pay it now a little bit, or you can pay us a whole lot more later on. This comes down to, that's why I'm calling this tax management in retirement.
Yes.
Because it's not necessarily all about paying the least amount that you can right now. Because sometimes doing that simply defers them till later on for the rest of your life.
Right. A lot of people end up when they retire with 90% or more of their investment portfolio in tax deferred accounts. And you say, well, there's nothing I can do. Well, there may be things you can do. And it may be that you accelerate some taxable income today, maintaining the current tax bracket, so that you can avoid a jump in tax brackets or an inclusion of Social Security in the brackets or down the line.
Down the line. Interesting. Down the line means later on. Later on means making plans. That's what you plan for. You plan for later on. You don't plan for what happened yesterday. Too late. Okay, we'll take your calls. We will talk more about tax management and get everything done. Try before the top of the hour. 877-PLANNER, John Eadie and Professor Rick Plum. More Bucket Strategy Investing is just ahead.
Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a bucket strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to luciacap.com, luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with 2 pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. I think you want to go out and, like, you know, hunt or something? I don't know.
Hunt is not what I was thinking.
No? No? It doesn't give you the idea of, I don't know, for some reason. It's that sort of, you know...
Primal?
I don't know what it is. Yeah, it's an odd vibe I get from that song. All right, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Just before we get to the calls, hold on 1 second. I want to remind everybody that someone's going to be out and around. I think it's going to be you, Professor Plum.
They're letting me out and about?
They really are. That's right. They let you out of the cage and unleash you on the rest of the world. Actually, the rest of the world is our select cities. Now, in a couple of weeks, actually a little less, you'll be in Phoenix, Arizona. That's going to be a week from Thursday, October 19th. So if you're watching, listening in Phoenix, join us then. After that, San Jose, California. That's only a couple of weeks away. October 26th, Thursday. These are all Thursday mornings. It'll be all day.
Thursday days.
Thursday, starting Thursday morning, all day. October 26th, San Jose, California. If you want to meet with Professor Rick Plum in San Jose and local advisor John Ellis, but of course, if you've never met Rick, then this is your chance to do so. You can meet one-on-one. If you have some money to invest, or you have questions about investing or your retirement, you can meet one-on-one behind closed doors, as Charlie Rich used to say, with Professor Rick Plum and talk about whatever it is you need to know regarding your retirement. You've got questions. Of course you have questions. But how do you get in touch with a guy like Professor Plum? Well, now's your chance. Obviously, since you're just there, Professor, you know, during a certain part of the day, only so many hours in the day, which means there are only so many slots to fill. A good portion of Phoenix is taken already. But San Jose, we've got a few slots left, maybe half of them. And Houston, Texas is another one that happens November 2nd. So if you're listening in San Jose or Houston, those will be after Phoenix, October 26th in San Jose, November 2nd in Houston, Texas. Same thing for you Houstonians. If you want to meet with Professor Plum, just go to wealthed.com, or you can just call. You can call the hotline, 800-644-1150, or any way you can get in touch with us. Reserve your slot to see Professor Plum, meet with him. And hey, you know what? Like I said, if you have some money to invest and you're just sort of sitting saying, I don't know, I'm not sure I can do this, hey, give it a shot. Talk to Professor Plum. Just sit and talk. That's all you need. It's free. It is free. No obligation. Just come on in and talk. All right. Again, go to wealthed.com. All right, let's get to the phone lines. I don't want to leave people on hold too long. 877-PLANNER. Dave, speaking of Houston, in Houston, Texas. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Hey, I got a question. My wife has a... we're looking at her investments, and it had a lifetime payout annuity. Is that the same as a pension? And then how does that work?
Well, tell me about the lifetime payout annuity. It typically, when I hear that, it tells me that the annuity has a monthly payout that she cannot outlive, which, I mean, it's kind of like a pension in that respect. But the question is, you know, what's going on with it?
What happened is she was working, and the company got bought out by a Canadian-based company, and they made some changes in the benefits, and one of them was that lifetime
payout
annuity, and they said that, you know, they would be adding money to it from your overtime and some other things. And it doesn't have a lot in it, but I have no idea how it works. And she doesn't either. So we don't know what to do with it.
Well, the
she's
idea
not ready to retire yet. She's still young and good looking, and I'm a little older than she is. She's 58.
All right.
And I'm 61.
Well, the idea would be to get a handle on what options she may or may not have. Will they offer any kind of lump sum? What are the monthly payouts expected to be? Because it is, they're going to give her what it is, and so just be able to build it into your strategy. You got to know what's going to be there. You say there's not a lot there. Typically, what happens when a company is bought out by an outside company and they freeze a retirement plan, if she already had a retirement plan, is that the benefit up to that point is frozen. So if she'd accrued and earned a benefit of $1,000 a month, then that's what they're going to guarantee. And a lot of times they'll go out and they'll buy an insurance company contract that guarantees that $1,000 a month at a specific date in the future. Now it's a lifetime income product from an insurance company that they're promising to keep that going as much as possible. So whether or not she has a lump sum, I don't know. So it's a matter of...
She does. She has an option of taking the lump sum or the lifetime annuity.
Okay, what's the lump sum?
Well, we don't know. We were just looking on the internet, and they were showing a video on some of the changes that'll be coming up, and it said for the retirement portion, it said you could take a lump sum or a lifetime annuity, and then they were talking about some of the ways that they were calculating it. And it showed only about $60,000 in it, so I don't know if what she can do with that, but she's got the 401k also.
Right.
That has maybe a little bit over $500,000 in that.
Well, let's take a look. We know what we can do with the 401k. You can invest it pretty much any way that, obviously any way the options allow. And since she's 59 and a half, or she's not yet, she can't roll it over anywhere yet until she terminates. And so it's a matter of the 60,000. Let's find out what her options are. And if 60,000 is the current balance, and they're going to give her $1,000 a month at retirement in a year, well, I'm taking the $1,000 a month. If they're going to give her $100 a month in a year, probably not going to take the $100 a month. Like, so, you know, the decision making process comes down to, what are my options? Do I get option A, what's behind door number one with Carol Merrill, or do I go with the box with all the flaming things on it and try to get a better deal?
So with the 60,000, then let's say $1,000 a month, then after you would take, what, 60 months, and then all of a sudden the 60,000 would be gone?
No, this is a lifetime payment. That's why I said, and that was an exaggerated one, it won't be $1,000 a month on $60,000.
Oh, that would be nice.
That would be incredibly nice. One is a lifetime payment, and it's going to start on a certain day. They're going to tell you, if she retires on this date, we will pay her this amount of money based on everything, her current income and things like that. Or you can take a $60,000 payment today, or whatever their payment is. Now we look at it and say, okay, can you reasonably expect to get that payment out of this lump sum for very long? And if so, for how long? And now we just go back into the reasonableness of your investment ability and say, okay, is it reasonable? Is it reasonable to expect that this lump sum will last longer than either one of you? And if that's the case, then we take the lump sum. If it's reasonable to expect that the lump sum would be depleted in 5 years, like in the example I gave, basically, then it's not reasonable to take the lump sum. We take the monthly payments, and we look at things like that, and we go back and forth, till we figure out which one's best for you.
Okay.
And I was exaggerating those numbers.
It was for illustrative purposes only, just to get the idea across. Yeah. I'll tell you what, if you need any help with this, Dave, hold on. I got to take a break here for the news at the bottom of the hour and a couple of things. And I can have Professor Plum maybe talk to you about this off
the
air.
We need to know the options.
Right. The options are what's important. And this you can actually, maybe unlike Social Security so much, but I think in this case, it's
much easier than figuring out Social Security.
But I mean, it is possible to make the wrong move, I think, in this particular case. Because in certain instances, stop that.
Your phone.
Just goes off all of a sudden. Anyway, I forgot what I was trying to say. It doesn't matter. All right. Okay, break coming up. Oh, maybe it was a signal that Mark Scalzo is going to join us next. Hang on to your hats, folks. We'll bring Mark on, talk a little bit about the investing part of bucket strategy investing.
and a whole bunch of other stuff. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group, back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50 or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We're here answering your money questions. We do so on a daily basis, as a matter of fact. Professor Plum does so on the air and off the air. We were talking, we'll get to Mark Scales in a little while here, but we were talking before the break with Dave in Houston, Texas, Professor Plum. He had a dilemma that a lot of people have. When they're trying to decide, you know, what to do with their pension. He had an offer. I guess it was an offer. His wife. It wasn't himself.
The boss, as he called her.
The boss, who is still young and what did he say?
Young and pretty.
Still pretty at age 58.
Yes.
He was a little bit older at age 61. But she had a decision coming up that she had to make.
Well, he's not even sure if they have a decision. She has a retirement plan. And they're not sure what they're going to even be offering them, but they... He thought there was like $60,000 in there, or they're able to take a lifetime income payment. And he wanted to know, is a lifetime income payment like a pension? And it sounds like this was a pension that was frozen because the company was sold to a non-U.S. company who didn't want to continue the pension. And now they may be offering her an out today, or they may not be offering her an out. They're not exactly sure. So the things to look for, what are the options? But it was a pension, it sounded like. It was a lifetime income payment. Lifetime income tells me that it's going to continue for their lifetime, or
right,
her, at least her lifetime.
So if you get $60,000, you're going to get $1,000 a month for the next
five. No. I was
exaggerating
that.
I know, I'm kidding. I know you're exaggerating that. But this is a choice that you have to make. And the choice really boils down to, number one, how long do you think you're going to live? And number two, if you had this lump sum, can you achieve exactly the same payment?
Right, you're basically going to isolate the lump sum and the payment and look at it in a vacuum to determine how long that lump sum could potentially provide that payment, or what rate of return do I need to achieve on that lump sum money to create that same payment over a specific life expectancy. Now, once you've got your break-even age, now you start adding real life to it. Now you take it out of the vacuum. You say, okay, my break-even age was 84, 83. And most pensions are actuarially based on age 82 to age 84, depending upon what's going on. What's that mean? That means that the lump sum should last till about age 83, 84. If you live a lot longer than that, the monthly payments start looking a lot better. Mm-hmm. If you don't think you're going to live that long, well, then there's something, you can either spend more money, you can have more flexibility. So now once we take it out of the vacuum, now we add in those things. Is it a big enough dollar amount to make a difference in our life? In this case, it's probably going to be in the 350 range, 350 a month. Now, if they've already got a lot of other income from Social Security, his pension, her other pensions, and things of that nature, maybe they want the $60,000 to be more available, flexible, to spend it while they're younger, faster than 350 a month. Or if they don't have a lot of income and they want to make sure they have that guaranteed, now we start putting in real life into the decision-making process. And that's where it takes it out of a scientific equation, math, and turns it into, how does it work in your world? Because everybody's world's a little bit different. What we value, what we prioritize, what we need is a little bit different. And so we have to then start with the fundamentals, start with the science, start with the math that tells us specifically what's going on, and then layer in us. I was dealing with this with some friends the other day, similar type of payouts, and because they have other incomes, and the individual is a little bit younger, 55, they decided to take the lump sum because they figured they already had quite a bit of income from other sources, pensions and Social Security, and the extra $200-$300 a month that this lump sum that they were looking at wasn't going to really make or break their monthly budget.
Mm-hmm.
But they liked the idea of having $40,000-$50,000 extra money that they could spend when they ultimately retired at $10,000 a year for a couple of years on nice vacations if they wanted to. And so they wanted that flexibility more than they wanted the lifetime income. On the other side, I've met people who really shouldn't have a lump sum.
Well, it's the flexibility means nothing to them because they understand at some level, perhaps, that they could, with that flexibility...
Well, they expect to blow it all before they're 70.
Mess it up.
You know, flexibility is wonderful. It's one of the things that we like about, say, the Roth IRA.
Yes.
You know, Roth IRA has flexibility because, doggone it, you can get to your principal any which time you want. You can put your contributions in there, even if you've only had a Roth for 5 days and not 5 years.
And you can take it back out.
You can take it back out any time that you want. No penalty, nothing happens. But, of course, that means that you have the opportunity to never put it back again. Same thing with flexibility on a lump sum versus an annuity.
Flexibility is one of those things that everybody wants they want the decision-making process. They want to be able to or not to put in things as they see fit when the budget's tight. And that's one of the things that, you know, really hurt certain life insurance policies sold 10, 15, 20 years ago, where we had the ability to put in, you know, a very flexible amount of money. We had the decision. We didn't have to put any money in. If it looked like we had enough money in the cash value, we didn't put any money in.
Mm-hmm.
The reality was it needed to have money put in, especially in the early years, or else it didn't work very well. And then when they started blowing up, people blamed the life insurance policy. No, it wasn't the life insurance policy's fault. It was the fact that it was designed that you were going to put $5,000 a year in for 20 years. You put $5,000 a year in for 3 years, saw that you had $14,000 of cash value, and said, I don't need to put any money in right now. It's fine. And then, you know, all of a sudden it blew up.
You know, on the decision, by the way, 877-PLANNER, our number, if you have questions on anything at all. The decision on, you have a pension. They give you the choice. You want to take X number of thousands of dollars, whatever it is now, in lump sum, or do you want to continue to pay you every month for the rest of maybe your life, perhaps your spouse's life if you're married, and all that other stuff. Do you find that people, as people do, say, lottery winners, on a larger scale, do you find that people decide, well, hey, that bird in the hand, you know, that lump sum, I'll take it, I'll take my chances, I'd like to have it just in case because, doggone it, it gives me a whole bunch more money right now and I can turn it into something better?
I don't know if it's the bird in the hand or that just sounds like it's so much money that they'll never go through it, and so they take the lump sum and they spend like they'll never go through it, and you can. You go through it, I mean. You can spend yourself into the poorhouse, and you can make some serious. But part of that decision-making process that we were talking about, once you pull it out of the vacuum, is can you handle being an investor? Can you actually make decisions that are effective for the proper management of your portfolio? Now, when it's a small lump sum, 20, 30, 40,000 compared to the $1 million and other things you've got, it's probably not that big of a deal. But when it's a large lump sum, $1 million, the lottery winnings, are you capable? Are you ready to handle the scientific side of it, the actual math and mm-hmm. the understanding, but also the emotional side of it? Can you understand and not sell out at the wrong time when the market's going down like we did in 2008? Not buy into an excessively high market because, hey, the world's going great right now. By the way, isn't today an anniversary?
Today, if you're watching or listening live, it is marks the 10-year anniversary of the previous market high.
Just October, before the Great Recession?
The market hit its highs on October 9th of 2007. 10 years ago today, October 9th, 2007. Now, we didn't know it was the market high.
No, but people were
the next day,
buying in quite a bit.
Right, it was
point.
Up. The next day, market was down.
A little bit.
It was down. Okay, it was down after that, you know, trending downward. We didn't know anything was going on for several months after that.
And 2007 was actually, from January to December, was actually on the S&P, I think, a positive year. Not double digits, but it was a positive year. It wasn't a negative mm-hmm. year.
Yeah, but even so, yes, this is. This
2008, is that was the big problem.
This is that anniversary. But what turned it, we're on a different topic, by the way, now.
But it goes into the investing. How do you go about knowing how to invest? How do you go about understanding what you're trying to accomplish? And so that is a decision-making process on taking your lump sum or not taking your lump sum. You know, I've met a lot of people that say, look, I really should not be trusted with a lump sum of money. And so give me the monthly payments. Structure it out. I'll live on a budget. I've done that for 40 years.
Do people really do that, though? You know,
it's a minority, but I have met people that say that.
I got to think the people who say, I'm a great investor, give me the lump sum, I'll double it, have to be mostly guys. All right?
I don't remember ever hearing a lady say that, but you're right.
I don't fall for these idiot gender stereotypes, but I have a feeling that in this case, that's probably more true. And it's probably more true that if the woman in the, or a woman is given the option, she's more likely to say, you know, it might be better to have the security of lifetime income. That's just a guess. I could be totally wrong.
I have nothing to back that up one way or the other.
I don't either. All I know is from the guy side of it, I could see a bunch of guys saying, give me the whole thing. Yeah, how much is it? $150,000? You better believe it. Watch me double it. I got the secret. That's just how guys are wired. Not saying it's a good thing.
Well, definitely not.
I mean, some people might, but it just seems like a very guy thing to do. Anyway, all right. Let's see. I have an email. Oh, out of time for this segment. Okay, I'll tell you what. Hold on, because we were talking about this. We're talking about this lump sum. It's not a lump sum calculation, but it's an email from Hugh in Portland who wants to take, by the way, a lump sum from a pension, but not the entire thing, I guess. All right. Well, we'll have to figure this out. Anyway, on that discussion, we're going to get to that. Oh, and by the way, next hour, you alerted me to this, Professor Plum. We were just talking about ups and downs and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. I saw
historic
that.
Bear markets.
And how far they're bear.
11 historic bear markets. Just giving you this information, not making any predictions. We'll do that next hour, though. Taking more of your phone calls and your emails. How can you meet one-on-one with Professor Plum, you ask? Ah, great question. We'll answer it when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch your free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program. Online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum, representatives.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family, and you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Market strategy investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We'll have Mark Scalzo next hour, I'm told. You know, the guy has to do his due diligence. That was not for this show. but one of the things that you have to do in your, you know, when you're the chief investment officer is you know, take care of things that need taken care of immediately. And so we asked him to, I said, look, you got to get this due diligence thing covered right now. You go ahead and do it, and we'll talk to him next hour. So anyway, stay tuned for that. Also, more coming up next hour, including, as I said, the 11. Did you know there have been 11? Of course you did, because you told me. 11 bear markets. This says 11 historic bear markets.
That's basically since, you know, starting with the Great Depression.
Yeah, right. And the bear market being defined as I guess, what, 20%? Down or more. I'm talking about the S&P.
From the high, yes.
From the high, right. So
what I found so fascinating by the article was the starting number before the crash and at the bottom of the crash.
I'm going to...
Dow or the S&P on that?
S&P.
The S&P on that.
the S&P 500 back in 1929.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'll save it. No, I'll tell you, because some people don't listen next hour. Okay, just as a preview, and we'll laugh about this again next hour. The high for the S&P 500, and this would have been probably sometime in October, September of 1929. The high was 31.86. No. 31.86.
Well, 31.86 would be higher than it actually is today.
Well, of course
no decimal
it is. I know, but it sounds like...
change, but...
But okay, yeah. But we're at 2,500 and change. This is the S&P high was 31.86. 31.86. Do you know what the low? Of course, you know what the low was. Here's the low. This is how low it went down, 86% back in 1929. The S&P 500 got down to 4. 4. Really 4.4, but it sounded
funny. You can count them on one hand.
4. That's right. S&P today closed at 4. 4 what? Well, just 4. I'm not even sure for what, quite frankly, but it was 4.4 in whatever algorithm they were using to determine it. Yeah, interesting. So, but really, okay, the reason we'll talk about this, it's a very good day to talk about it, just being the 10-year anniversary of the previous market high, which was topped finally, not for a number of years after 2007. It took a few years, but anyway, we'll talk about that for our purposes.
You know what a rate of return that is from the market high of
1929
till today?
Well, okay,
an 88-year return.
So if you invested $100,000 in the S&P at 31, you're saying?
Yeah, 31.86, whatever you told me.
31.86, yeah.
And you sold out today. Now, unfortunately, or fortunately, you cannot invest directly in the S&P 500.
No,
this
you
is
can't.
An index.
Yeah.
So it's a hypothetical, and the S&P does not, the index itself does not include any dividends being paid or invested, because that's part of your return too if you actually own stocks. And so the number is actually lower than you would expect over an 88-year return. When you hear, what is the market average over the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years, whatever the number you want to look at, people tend to look at a rate of return. But when you look at just the index going back that period of time, it's only a little over a 5% rate of return. Now, part of that low side of it was because back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, a dividend from those companies was significantly higher than the dividend is today.
But oh,
even
sure.
today, the dividend on the S&P 500 is about 2%, give or take.
It was probably in the 3, 4, 5% back then.
Right, which would bring you up to the
closer
more normalized 8, 9, 10% average expected rate of return.
Right, so that's why we look at
so
these
numbers
things.
You can make statistics and numbers say anything you want it to say.
Yeah, you really can. All right, very quickly, Hugh in Portland, Maine. I want to take a lump sum from my pension of $73,000. I guess it means that the lump sum is going to be $73,000.
Yeah.
I'm 49 years old. I live in Maine. I'm married, and our household income is normally around $97,000, but this year it'll be down to around $50,000. How much will I have to pay in taxes? Is there a penalty for taking the money?
Yes, and a lot. Or a lot, and yes, depending on how it goes.
Okay.
How much are you going to pay in taxes? Well, depending upon how much of you have for itemized deductions, you probably are right at the cusp or very close to the cusp of the top of the 15% bracket the way you sit right now. So the majority, if not all, of this $73,000 is going to fall in the 25% income tax bracket. You did say our, so I'm assuming you're married.
Yes, he says I'm married.
Oh,
household income around $97,000.
So at $97,000, unless you have a lot of kids and deductions, the majority, if not all, of this $73,000 is going to fall in the 25% income tax bracket. So figure 25%. Now, you're 49. It's coming out of a lump sum from a pension. You're too young. If you take a lump sum, it's going to be a penalty. It's going to be at least a 10% penalty. So figure 35% of this $73,000 is going to be payable and due and payable in taxes. So you figure you might get a little bit under $50,000 left over after you pay the third of it, a little over a third of it in taxes. That's a pretty heavy hit. That's a pretty tough one to swallow in that respect. So you got to look at what is it that you want to do with this money.
There is a penalty, as you said. The problem here is that you're going to lose a lot of it to taxes.
Oops, forgot one thing. He said this year his income's going to be down to about 50.
Yes.
So a good portion, but
he's still going to have taxes.
Yeah, he's still going to have penalties, but it won't be 35%. It'll only be about 25% on half of it. So an average of about 30. So maybe if you've got some high interest credit card debt, that, you know, the 28, 29, 30% credit card debt, 29.9 I think is the highest it can be, you could figure out how much money you might have in your 15% tax bracket and pull that. You'd be end up paying 25% plus whatever the state of Maine taxes you, if anything. And you'll be able to pay off that 29% debt, but I sure wouldn't want to take out the 35% money, because it's going to be more expensive.
Yeah, it's a question of taxes. In fact,
is it really that imperative that you need this money, because it's really expensive money?
Well, it sounds like because the income is down that he needs some way to supplement the income. And I think what his thinking was, well, since my income is down, I'm going to be paying less in taxes, so maybe this would be a good idea.
Now, if you don't need to spend the money, and the fact that your income is down, now may be a good time to do a conversion of about $40,000.
You're still going to pay the taxes,
but you won't pay the penalty on the conversion.
It saves you 10% right there.
You'll pay the 15%, but you're probably going to be in the 50% bracket when you retire anyway. We'll have to take a look at that. But now may be a good time to convert. It may not be a good time just to take the money out. There's a difference in cost.
There sure is. We're out of time. If you want to talk to Professor one-on-one, by the way, in San Jose in Houston, that's October 26th and November 2nd. You can reach him at the off-air number, 800-644-1150. You can sign up for that with Professor Plum, 800-644-1150. San Jose, October 26th. Houston, November 2nd. We'll give you more details coming up. More Bucket Strategy Investing just ahead.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.